Okay, welcome to episode 38 of the Desperate Mothers podcast, and I'm CJ Watson, and with me today is
Adam Thompson,
a voice out of the past.
Blast from the past.
Third appearance.
Third appearance of Adam. This is where we get your origin story.
Don't worry, we'll retcon it later.
I had to complete the trilogy. I had to show up at least one more time. I mean, come on.
Well, because he's bringing a new character into the story.
Oh, that'd be me, Matt Everhart?
Yes. So Matt's joining us. So Matt's decided to join us because he's decided to, like...
Because I'm a sucker?
Yeah, because we suckered him in.
I really wanted to talk to all 1.5 haulers.
So, and I think Matt has volunteered to eat punishment foods as well as star in some French onion videos.
Like, yeah, we got to do the French onion videos.
French onion.
He's like the only one willing to actually eat things. Everybody else is like, what do you want? You want me to eat stuff?
Yeah, Jason's like, I'm out. I'm not eating gross shit.
I mean, it's a Krispy Kreme donut. How bad can it really be, right?
Yeah, did I tell you about Drink This?
No, I think this is a new one.
Because I think I told Adam about Drink This. That was taking the idea of...
Yeah.
I just like the reaction right there. Oh, God, it's horrible.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah. Like, we need to make stuff like burger shakes, but not just burger shakes. Let's take it a step further. Let's juice that burger and drink it.
This sounds like something from Iron Chef.
Kind of, but we were trying to figure out, like, well, if we get a macerating juicer, it's like a pre-chewed burger.
Right.
So we have one person drink the burger juice, and one person has to eat the burger mush.
I just think someone would willingly gross everyone out by eating the burger pulp.
The burger pulp.
Because the whole point is drinking the burger juice.
We got to get the burger that's in the can. What was that one?
You can't get that anymore.
That German burger.
It was a survivalist food. Yeah, like it was like an MRE, but it was a full burger, like fully cooked burger with bun in a can. It was the most disgusting.
But you can totally find like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in a can.
Yeah, they still have plenty of other stuff you can find. Just the burger is no longer available.
I remember what it was—a trout shake. What it was from Iron Chef. It was a trout shake. Iron Chef Sakai did that. So. If we could get something more disgusting than that, I think...
I'm pretty sure we can.
I think we definitely need
you
to
know, we saw
that.
I saw a video on YouTube where a guy did the McDonald's McLand Sea and Air burger.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Which is the patty.
It's
the Big Mac.
Big Mac patty.
With a McChicken.
And a filet of fish.
Fish, of course.
Right? You know what? That's pretty good. Kudos to you for eating three tasty things stacked on top of each other, I guess. Wow, what are you going to eat next? Like cookies on your ice cream sundae?
Look out. Wow. Get a badass over here, man.
Juice that fucking shit.
There you go. That's what we got to do. We'll go there, order off the secret menu.
I want you to juice
it,
and then I want you to add protein powder to it, and then eat that. Drink that.
So, yeah, drink this. It will be a recurring punishment episode.
That one in the All American Burger.
The most American burger.
The most American burger, yeah.
Man, you got to drink that because it's a hot dog, a burger, and chips.
That's right. We could put those two and people could decide which one is which.
That actually made me a little bit irpy. Like, just him talking about, like, juicing the All-American burger, I'm like, I actually feel a bit sick.
You feel a little sick?
A little sick from that one. Well, this all stemmed from us starting, what was it you had me eat? It was a McDonald's cheeseburger on a raspberry donut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was this just random?
At work. We were bored and we were at work.
Lunch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, those things taste good. They'll probably taste good together.
Not really.
But they weren't disgusting. You ate it all.
It wasn't horrible, but it just was not pleasant. It wasn't pleasant in the least.
You just swapped out the bun for the donut, right?
I basically stuffed the burger patty with the cheese on it in the middle of a raspberry donut. And the problem was that then the raspberry overpowered. So you're eating this donut that has the consistency of a burger in the middle of it.
It still tastes like a donut.
It just tastes like raspberry. Not even a donut, really. It just tastes like pure raspberry. And it wasn't great.
And you have burger consistency with
raspberry
donut.
Yeah, and McDonald's burger consistency, so the cheap burger wasn't exactly great.
Yeah, well, there's no taste. They go with anything. You can put those in a shake, and you'll never notice.
It was the bit of grease that went with it that was just off-putting. Yeah. Like, greasy raspberries don't... When you think about that, it's not an appetizing moment.
See, and that's what the most American burger doesn't bring to the table. It's not going to. It's char broiled. You know what char broiled is?
Yeah.
It's like dry cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to get the grease.
No, you want for a juicy. A juicy drink this burger is that, something that's made on a greasy grill.
Okay, so...
So McDonald's is in, for sure.
The most disgusting fast food burger I've had recently is the Jack in the Box ones. I think they've already taken them off the menu, but it's their buttery select or wherever it was.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they put butter on
it. Oh, it was so horrible. It was this just...
You actually had one, right?
Oh, it was... Yes, I did. I did
you
have
sucker.
One. I'm the idiot who's like, look, it says new on the menu. I have to go eat it. it was just this weird, greasy, like, buttery. It wasn't really even butter flavored. It was like it was like somebody took the butter flavoring stuff from your local theater and squirted it on the bun of a Jack in the Box burger.
Well, that stuff's good. I mean, it's multi-purpose. It tastes good on your popcorn and sexual lubricant.
They knew somehow this would come back to masturbation.
Of course it did.
You can't have a podcast without
nothing
that.
Nothing about masturbation.
You know you're going to get there.
That's only if you're going to the movies by yourself.
See, it was going to make it. There's always a way.
Sometimes I cut the hole in the bottom of my own popcorn.
Self-lubricating.
Like, there's the butter right there. It's its way to the bottom.
Extra butter. Can you make sure you put butter on the bottom? Just swirl it around.
I need you to put in a scoop of popcorn and then butter. A scoop of popcorn and just keep going.
Ignore the scissors that I have with me. That's not important.
I don't know. We'll have to juice a Habit burger.
We got to juice a couple things. They're charred too. We need something disgusting. Yeah. Who cooks their burgers disgusting?
Well, McDonald's for sure.
McDonald's.
I mean, don't they arrive pre-cooked? I mean, McDonald's doesn't cook anything anymore. That's their deal.
It doesn't. In-N-Out
it's frozen. It's frozen.
In-N-Out uses the grill.
Right.
Is it a grill or a flat top?
I thought it was a flat top.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Because
that'll still have some juice to it. I mean,
the McDonald's ones come frozen, then they have like a press flat top, so it cooks both sides at the same time.
Well, that's efficient, but sure. Yeah.
Oh, I thought they came all gray meat.
What, gray meat?
Yeah.
Is this like alien meat?
No, it's pre-cooked, and then you warmed it up.
That's their chicken. Their chicken goes into the warming bins or whatever the heck it is.
Well, yeah, because you can't cook pink sludge at McDonald's.
But gelatinous.
And I don't think it's safe to transport it across state lines.
Now, as far as I remember, yeah, he's right. The burgers get cooked on this flat top thing. Yeah. They do get then put into a warming bin until they're ordered, but yeah.
Okay.
Sounds appetizing. Let's go now.
Doesn't it? So I'm glad I haven't had McDonald's in a while.
Well, anything cooked on a flat top should have sufficient amount of grease to get some greasy juice out.
Yeah, it's a fairly decently greasy burger.
Yeah, let's do it now.
I mean, it's a delicious burger.
It's quality. Well,
it's quality.
Relative.
Yeah, well, it's good. It's good stuff.
Right.
Well, I think we'll have to get the gang together for the oh, geez, drink this is becoming really easy to do. I mean,
just ordering in juice.
We'll probably just have to do the donut burger thing to show everybody what it is before we have the game.
We're going to have to do it at least once. Somebody's going to have to take a hit, or at least two of us, and bring in donuts and burgers and just figure out a combination and go.
Well, if three or four of us go together, you know, we could pick each other's donut-burger combo out.
Oh, God.
Oh, that would be devious.
We'd punish each other.
Oh, jeez. Like, nobody knows until you get back here? Yeah. Nobody knows until we get back here to record.
No, I think they should be there so they could groan in despair as someone orders them this wretched combo.
No, I want it, like, fully blind.
You want a blind... nastiest donut.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you show up and it's like you just get handed your bag and you're like, oh God,
what's in the bag? Here?
What's in the bag? What's in the bag?
Wow. Because that's all about the punishment then.
It is. Yeah. It is.
And I said all about again. Not to bite my tongue. I said I was just, I don't know. I'm trying not to say that phrase anymore. Benjamins are no. Because, you know, Pentiums are my favorite.
That one's going to get edited out. That's
horrible joke. It's
now
he's staying in.
Get it.
It's staying in. He likes it. It's going to stay in.
Yeah.
It's all good. The two of us have seen Ant-Man.
We have seen
Ant-Man. Okay, so this is a spoiler alert, and since I have not done my
We're going to try and keep it spoiler-free.
We don't do that here.
Well, at least to an extent, we're going to try. We're not going to try and completely ruin
it. So just don't give the ending away?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Well, the ending's not a surprise anyway. It doesn't matter.
Ant-Man wins?
Ant-Man lives.
Oh, no, Ant-Man wins. It's like a real Marvel
movie. Wow, okay.
Oh, no.
So spoiler alert here, if you like are the Sherlock Holmesian.
We're just not going to give you any details on it. You know Ant-Man wins. Come on now.
Yeah, and I know Ant-Man is played by Paul Rudd.
He did a pretty decent job, though. It worked out nicely.
So I'm wondering if the Wasp is going to be Alicia Silverstone.
You got a clueless joke going back there. There's like two followers that are going to get that. Everybody else is going to be like,
I gave him a blank stare at that. I'm sitting here like, what the hell are you talking about?
Okay, so Ant-Man opened up, and how's it doing?
I don't know exactly how it's doing. I know I came in with really low expectations because I hate Hank Pym. I enjoyed it.
I know it opened to 57-something million, which is less than a lot of the other Marvel movies have opened to, because I just think it's kind of a character that a lot of people aren't as familiar with, to say Cap or anything like that.
It's not the big name.
Right. So, you know, I think Marvel expected it to be a lower opening movie, but it was still good.
Okay, yeah. So takeaways, was Ant-Man good? Was it funny?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was funny. It had some cute quips to it. I mean, and it's not really a spoiler or anything, but it's a good joke. There's a point where Hank Pym looks at him. He's like, I need you to put on the suit. And Paul Rudd looks at him and goes, so there's these Avengers guys? Like, you should call them.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious because he's just like, they just move on with it at that point. But it works nicely. I thought the movie worked really well.
I gotta agree. It was. I kind of went in with extremely low expectations too. I mean, come on, think about it. It's like Ant-Man as a character. Yeah. It's like a dude that controls ants.
Well, I never liked the character Hank Pym back in the comics.
Well, Ant-Man's infinitely more powerful than Aquaman.
Well, Aquaman is. Okay, we're going to start the Aquaman bashing already.
It never ends. I don't know where you thought it was. It's always there. It's always like, well, at least I'm not Aquaman.
That's right. True. You know, how bad you are, you could be Aquaman. You'd be like, wait, guys, come over this way, and then I'll show you.
It's like DC. They're not learning. They're still going ahead with it with an Aquaman movie, no matter what. Yeah. Oh, with Khal Drogo.
Oh. Well, maybe. But probably not.
I'm pretty sure it's in production.
The question is, will it be better or worse than the upcoming Fantastic Four movie?
Ooh.
Because it's going to be god-awful.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know, because if they play Aquaman more like the Namor, because this generation of Aquaman, he's become more like Namor, the Submariner.
Right.
Who was an ass-kicker guy. Yeah, I control...
The king of the seas.
Yeah. I control the ocean. And you know what? I'm also a badass fighter. I can't summon my fish friends, but they don't have much of a right hook anyway.
I don't
ride. But I can kick ass.
I don't ride a seahorse everywhere.
Gay things that Aquaman did.
Totally going to get you guys on my seahorse. Look out.
It shoots you get rainbow in the water. Lasers out of its eyes.
You get in the water and you are done, sir.
It wasn't like a black and evil seahorse, too. It was like palish was yellow.
Yeah, it was practically golden.
Yeah, I was like...
It was riding this golden seahorse. Yeah, it would have been better if it just, I don't know, flew through the air, leaving a contrail of rainbow behind it.
Just farting rainbows the whole way.
You know, Aquaman's been here. Why? Look, the rainbow in the sky.
So that begs the question. Is it going to be darker with Khal Drogo? Is it going to be along the same lines as the rest of the DC universe that they're doing now?
Supergirl.
Or is it going to be Supergirl? Is it going to be, oh my God, guys, I'm totally in the water. There's no Starbucks in the ocean. It sucks.
Khal Drogo with a gold lamé Speedo.
Oh, God.
I really think. They would have to go dark, right?
They have to go dark.
You expect it, but
if you're not going dark with Wonder Woman, I mean, if you're going dark with Wonder Woman, you got to go dark with Aquaman. And you really have to go dark.
The preconceptions would be totally just, you know, yay, I'm Aquaman. Yay.
Yeah, yeah. You know, if you don't go dark with Aquaman, you're hosting a discotheque rave. Under the sea. We're all seamen now. Cool. Get it?
Where's Ariel?
It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. That would still be a better movie than the upcoming Fantastic Four movie.
If they're going dark with the DC Universe, I seriously want to see the Legion of Doom.
Oh, it'd be great. It'd be great if they finally go that route. You get to see who else we got. Cheetah.
They're not going to do it, though.
Black Manta. you know, Solomon Grundy on the big screen would be interesting. Oh,
Solomon Grundy's way too... No, you know what?
Which version?
Okay,
but
so
yeah.
MCU had in the Iron Man movie, they promised us Mandarin.
Right.
Such a disappointment.
We get a Solomon Grundy, they're going to Mandarin us.
They're going to do that rare version of Solomon Grundy where he's super weak, but super smart. I can't remember what version that was, but there was one version of Grundy where he's just like incredibly intelligent and not
no
strong
powers,
at all. Powers whatsoever.
The nerd hate for Iron Man 3 still permeates the Amazon reviews.
It's
like, it's not Mandarin. It's not Mandarin. I hate the movie. I give it 1 star. And then everyone else is like, it's like 4 or 5 stars.
Yeah, you know what? Iron Man 4 is going to start out with Ben Kingsley because he played Mandarin. Right. Crucified by the real Mandarin. That would be ass kicking.
That would be really cool if that happened.
Like, I'm going to come back. You know what? Someone besmirched my name, and I impale them for all the world to see.
Well, they did that one shot, the Hail to the King one shot, where, you know, they kind of leave it open that there is still a real Mandarin, not the, you know, emo actory whatever the heck.
It would be interesting if they started up a movie and then the Mandarin shows up and he's just like, this guy was just a test to see how you do with a fake Mandarin or whatever. Like, it could be interesting, but the taint of Superman or Iron Man
3 it's not so hard to say. I don't even know how they're going to do Doctor Strange and the magic.
Well, that was that was about what I was going to segue to is, you know, you kind of think maybe they didn't go that route with the Mandarin because with the Ting and Rings and the magic aspect with it.
Mm-hmm. They something have been
they
avoiding
would
that.
Yeah, they kind of, you know, maybe not want to go down that avenue, but then they really have to with Doctor Strange. So
there's no choice there. I mean, I know they avoid it with Thor. They made it all technology.
Right.
Yeah, it's just kind of Asgardian technology and not Asgardian, you know, magic mumbo jumbo.
Right.
So maybe Doctor Strange will introduce another alien form of technology.
Maybe.
You know,
but I mean, they introduced it a bit because you had Scarlet Witch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was doing magic-y type stuff. And she was in...
Well, it's almost ESP telekinesis.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, true. But, I mean, it's on that edge where you could probably get away with it. That maybe she's the segue to get people into it. But,
you know, wasn't her backstory in the new movie was that they experimented on her? Mm-hmm. Like, they did Cap.
Yeah.
So, it isn't true magic. Like,
traditional it's almost
Marvel.
Like, you know, the Infinity Gem influence on them.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah, we're really strayed away from magic in the MCU.
Yeah,
very
sure.
much so.
It's
very,
been
very
it's
much so.
Yeah, it's been definitely avoided.
It's been I mean the technology used might as well be magic for, you know, what it really
Well, when you think back, you're like, "Oh, you know, Loki's spear, it was, you know, technology and da da da." No, it was a gem. Mm-hmm. It was one of the Infinity
the
Stones.
Mind gem?
I think it was the mind
gem.
Yeah,
it's definitely supposed to be the mind gem.
Right. Yeah.
So I think with Doctor Strange, it's just going to maybe in tune with another kind of technology or...
It would
weird.
I would think they would almost have to, just because if you look at Jarvis and the whole Ultron thing, that came out of analyzing what the AI that was in the gem. Wasn't that kind of the plot there?
Yeah.
So it's still some sort of form of alien tech.
Damn.
So
Right. You had Tony's unfinished AI that didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And then
the Gem Institute, the rest of it.
Yeah, finished it with Infinity Technology. Is that we're going to have Infinity Technology?
Sure,
so
probably.
how is Ronan and Thanos, how are they super? How are they more? How are they able to harness the power of the gems?
See, it's never really talked about. Like, the whole thing with...
Because Marvel said so.
Because it's just like, it just is.
Yeah.
And that's where Guardians of the Galaxy brought it in, because they were like, oh, you know, Peter Quill, you're not human.
Right.
Everybody's like, well, what is he? And they just walk away from it.
He's actually more closer in his origin to Thanos than he is to his human mother.
Yeah.
So
it's just going to be some race that's better at, you know, harnessing the
Guardians
powers.
Guardians look like they're going to be key to ending the Thanos storyline.
So, well, and that's how the timeline kind of is. I mean, because next up you got Civil War.
Right.
Which is going to be grounded, no big deal. Well, not no big deal, but it's going to be grounded in science and whatnot. Then you get Doctor Strange, And then you get Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Right.
Which is where we're going to get probably more Thanos and more other such things that are weird like that.
But here's the interesting thing, is there's no announced Guardians 3.
No.
No. So it kind of makes sense if Guardians make an appearance in those last Avenger movies.
The Infinity War?
Yeah.
More than likely.
I would think so.
Those are still ways out, but they've already announced two of those.
Right. I think everybody's going to show up in those.
Hope Marvel has a good budget. It's Disney money, man. They got all the money in the world.
Yeah, but Disney's also not afraid of letting the franchise peter out.
No,
Tron. Not.
Oh, that was instantly hurtful. Oh. I love Tron.
I love Tron too.
Oh, and there was some genuine talk about a Tron 3 last month, and it was nixed again. Right? Though.
Yeah,
I heard it was actually
keep bringing it up,
like some sort of form of pre-production in like Vancouver,
and it was stopped. Shut down. Yeah. Shut down. So like someone had moved forward with it, and then someone else said. No.
Mickey said, no, bitch. You are not making this movie.
It's not happening.
Yeah, which is really funny because, you know, Tron Legacy made money.
It did.
It did.
Oh, yeah. You know, so
it wasn't horrible. I mean, I enjoyed it.
Rate Tron Legacy. What'd you feel?
Well, like a number rating? What do you want? Yeah. Out of 5? I mean, I'd give it a solid 4. I mean, it was good. Okay. I enjoyed it. Little bit of weirdness with your storyline. I mean... I mean, that just happens. Tron was weird to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it.
I go 3 out of 5. It looked good, but got lost in its own mythology.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair. I got to split the difference and go 3.5.
Yeah.
Just because I can. And
the problem is I'm a bit of a Tron fanboy. It was
that's why it gets 3.
Yeah.
That's why I get 4 for me. I enjoyed it a lot more.
Visually, it was great. I mean, it was the same dude that did Oblivion.
Yeah,
which was well known for its visuals as well. Which somebody Google his name, but the story itself was.
You can add it to the comment section of the blog if you want to feel smart later. Yeah. But after we're done, you probably won't care.
No, I won't care. No one cares.
You're gonna be concerned about drinking that burger.
Yeah, or avoiding drinking the burger, making some other sucker do it. But like I said, the story itself was like you said, pretty straightforward in a way. There wasn't anything that kind of transcended it to the next level. You know, it was like a cool visual movie, cool kind of Tron theme, but...
True. Yeah, I mean, it didn't give you anything extra. It was just like, oh, there's conflict. Go find the guy that can fix conflict, then go fix conflict.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the first Tron was a simple story and then introduced us to a complex idea that, hey, all the stuff that we're working on is creating its own... a world where everything is sentient and... has a life and personality and goal, but even if it is to only run, you know, your banking programs or whatever and not get eaten by the...
MCU?
Yeah.
MCP.
MCP. Yeah, you don't want to get eaten by the MCU, but there are worse ways to go.
No,
yeah.
For sure.
You know.
But no more Olivia Wilde. Oh, that's a bummer.
Your one moment in the movie, you're like, I'll just stare at her for the rest of the movie.
You
like,
just pause it. Yeah. Mm.
Okay. No, I just think they don't really know where to go with the new Tron movie.
I think you're right. I don't think they have that great of a story with it, and that's kind of why they had to just
Slow down. Yeah, I don't think they had a really great idea about where it can go and whatnot.
Well, because what you did with the second one was so crazy.
Yeah, with her character coming out of the computer. So
just with Jeff Bridges trying to kill himself, I mean, that's just even that alone. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Why?
With the crazy looking Jeff Bridges younger clone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
See, all you gotta just talk about the movie. Remember, it's not worthy of that.
The number may be going down right now. Steadily losing traction in my brain right now.
Clue.
No, the arcade totally still exists. Nobody's broken in and stolen all that stuff inside the arcade yet.
Yeah.
It's sitting there for how long? 20 years?
20 plus
like
years, yeah. Since the 80s, so.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so the Ant-Man movie.
I liked it as well. You know, they called it the Marvel caper heist movie, which it kind of is, but it's really an action/comedy. I would say kind of comedy more.
It was more comedy. Yeah. It was more loose. It was just more,
fits more in with Guardians.
I would say
very
so.
Much so. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, Guardians you could say was a heist as well because I mean, trying to get the stone and run around the galaxy with it and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, I got to say it was very funny. Paul Rudd did a good job with it.
Yeah. So. No. Definitely. And the CG or whatever it was they used to make Hank Pym look. What's the character? What's the actor?
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas yeah. looked young at the beginning of the movie.
It was well done.
Yeah, really well done. Whoever the makeup artist or CG guy was, awesome work.
The hundreds of CG team members.
Yeah, no kidding.
You guys did great.
To overlay 20 years off that guy. Yeah, yeah. Looked really good. My only complaint was like that the first shrinking scene.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a bathtub.
Right.
It looks horrible. The bathtub looks weird. Like, I don't know if that was farmed out to, like, a different team of CG or something. Like, the rest of the CG in the movie looks great. But you get to that first bathtub, and you're like...
Maybe it was just too dirty.
Like, could you not have just maybe built a set for this? Like, I know Honey, You Shrunk Your Kids did it, like, three right. times. Like, nobody has a huge bathtub set just lying around? Just didn't look right.
It looked more obviously CG, I guess.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
Painfully CG, yes. Yeah.
But the truth is, and this is kind of weird, but Evangeline Lilly, who plays Hope in the movie, her character. I didn't even recognize it was Evangeline Lilly from the start.
Yeah, neither did I.
No. She didn't look like, you know, her character from Lost at all.
No.
I was like, I sat there for like 10 minutes trying to figure out, I'm like, who's that actress? I know who that is. And finally something in her voice like, oh, yeah. But with the short hair, just could not place her.
Yep.
But yeah, you should go see it, Charles.
Okay.
Give Marvel more money.
They need it.
They do need it.
They got a mouse to feed.
Yeah.
So true.
Well, I was telling you guys, like, my bit of rage, like, before the movie even started was one of the trailers was for Goosebumps. And the Goosebumps trailer looks better than Fantastic Four.
Yeah, we just saw the commercial for the Fantastic Four again, and... The thing looked worse.
He's getting worse every time.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Did you see the one with the added on, like, young Reed Richards at the start?
I think
like
that was
where
only,
he's a kid.
I think that's only in the trailer at the movies.
In the movies?
Yeah.
They have this extra, like, 30 seconds at the start where Reed Richards is at school, and, like, he steals a Transformer, like, off of a power pole somehow. And,
Oh, gosh. You're really going to tell... Go ahead.
What? Which part?
Oh, the whole thing is just horrible.
Yeah, he steals a Transformer off of a power pole or something, wheels it into a small shed, hooks it up to a thing to make a teleporter. He's going to teleport a Hot Wheels car.
Right.
And hits the button and blacks out the neighborhood. And they're like, oh, you're going to be a genius. Something like that. It's some stupid line at the end of it.
Right, and this was already after the teacher was ridiculing him for not making a flying car anymore.
Yeah.
He's outgrown that idea.
Yeah, he's like, well, what you working on, you know... You're not working on that flying car anymore? It's like, yeah, I'm beyond that. I've outgrown it.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's a callback to the flying car for Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm.
The Fantastic Four-mobile or whatever the heck they called it. It had some name. Whatever.
I was like, why would you give that up? I mean, I'd want a flying car, but apparently...
Fantastic car, wasn't
it? Was
it?
The Fantastic car, you're right. Know. Yeah. It's a horrible name, the Fantastic Car.
You can invent a flying car, but you can't give it a good name.
That's Reed Richards for you.
Yeah.
He calls himself Mr. Fantastic.
You're right.
He's not very creative for a creative genius.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm just glad he won't show up in Civil War. So I won't have that horrible moment in Civil War again. Where the Thorbot comes around and kills people. Stupidest thing ever.
Yeah, Thorbot. Thorbot was horrible.
So stupid.
I'm still waiting for Beta Ray Bill.
I would watch that.
I heard that Beta Ray Bill may be making an appearance in Ragnarok.
That'd be great. He was a great character.
I mean, the best thing that came out of Green Lantern? Kilowog.
Yeah.
They had a Kilowog. Yeah. And he didn't suck.
No.
The rest of the movie did.
The best part about the
Green Lantern movie... I like Ryan Reynolds, but the rest of the movie sucked.
It was the very end you get...
You liked Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, you do like Ryan Reynolds, don't you?
Who doesn't? Come on.
Oh.
Listen, if I had the chance, I'd do it just to brag at everybody else. Like, you know what I did? Ryan Reynolds.
But
you'd be like, Ryan, do the goat for me. Do the goat.
I think this is
oh,
just,
you got me.
I think this is just your love of Deadpool now getting kind of pushed back.
It is. It is.
Did you see Waiting?
I've seen Waiting. Yeah, it was funny. It was definitely funny. But the best part about like Green Lantern is the end, and not just because the movie was over.
I don't even remember the end at this point.
But it's where Sinestro. Yes, takes the ring of fear.
That's the movie you wanted to
exactly.
see.
Exactly. You're ready there.
Oh my god.
And you're like, I want this throwdown to go down, and you don't get it.
We got practically 2 hours of a movie we didn't want to see and teased 2 minutes of the movie that we did.
And you got 2 hours of origin story and 2 minutes of what you wanted the movie to actually be. You wanted it to just be a real quick, hey, here's a ring, here you go. By the way, this guy who you like a lot and like has helped you out, and a little montage of you guys going together, he's yellow now. Go. Yeah.
And
seriously, you could have chopped that whole movie down to 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
You even made it half the movie then Sinestro comes in. I mean, just maybe make it even less. You know, the senator's son
it's bad. I mean, they have the whole Parallax story, which doesn't follow the comics at all. And then after that...
Well, even in the comics, Parallax barely makes sense.
Yeah, but, you know, like, Parallax kicks everyone's butt, including Sinestro's, and then the new Green Lantern that was just willing to give away the ring, like, 10 minutes earlier, all of a sudden beats its ass.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Well, even then, in the comics, like, it's like, oh, man, Parallax beats everybody. Oh, wait, no. Sinestro now is Parallax. Yeah. He absorbed him. And you're like, wait, what? When did that happen? What issue is that? Where did I miss that? Yeah, it just doesn't make much sense. Like, I love Green Lantern. I love the Lantern Corps stuff. I love all the different colored rings. That movie sucked.
You don't like
the different colored rings? I think I'm like the only dude who's like sitting around going, "That's so great. Look at this. There's this core."
Adam's like, "I really like the Star Sapphire. They're the best."
He's like, give me the purple ring. I'm good.
Well, I mean, I have a whole set of them at home. I have the little like plastic ones on my wall. But
you're not helping your case right now, dude.
That whole storyline only had one aspect of it I liked at all.
Okay.
Was it the rage-filled cat?
No, it was Lex Luthor.
Oh, Lex Luthor is the Orange Lantern?
Yeah, that's the only thing that worked perfectly for me.
You're going Darkest Night then here?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, Darkest Night stuff.
Yeah.
There's one other really
zombie
fun...
Zombie Batman.
Zombie Batman.
Rise.
The whole DC universe pisses itself because Batman may come back with a power ring. He gets up from his grave and then immediately gets shoved back in his grave. Because, I don't know, reasons.
Not good ones.
Yeah. No, there was no real reason.
No.
I mean, there was no reason for that whole thing.
Black Hand or whatever is standing there, and he's like, get up. Yeah. And you see Bruce Wayne stand up, and he has a ring on, and he's like, nah, sit back down. And everybody's like, well, now that my pants are full of shit, what are we doing? Like, are we fighting? What's going on? Like, it didn't make any sense, really.
No, and big summer crossovers don't. You know, they're only there to empty geeks of their wallets.
That's probably true, though. They're like, yeah, those suckers, they'll get it. They'll show up for another superhero
movie. How many completionists can we get? Yeah. That's it. These books are, what, $3, $4 now? Right. $4.
So call it Justice League. Does it suck or not?
Which one?
The first Justice League movie that they're going to release.
Oh, it's going to suck.
Suck?
You think?
I think it's going to suck.
I think it's going to suck.
Following Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the ass-kicking, bullet-dodging Wonder Woman that we see in the promo.
Yeah.
How many villains have we seen so far?
Gorilla Grodd.
What, in the TV series for Flash?
Yeah. I hope he makes the movie. He's been one of my favorites forever.
I mean, the problem is any villain that's come up in any of these movies is gone. So who do you fight in Justice League?
Well, is it going to be Darkseid?
But I mean, you don't have it's like throwing Thanos at somebody with absolutely no background.
And that's kind of like where I'm getting with it. Yeah. I think that's why the whole Justice League movie is going to suck, because the MCU built up all these individual movies that you actually cared about the character. And even they even brought in Loki as the main villain in the first one, which you know the villain, you know, but with Dawn of Justice or well, whatever they're going to actually call the Justice League movie, you're not going to probably care about any of it. You know.
Well, and we have such a disenfranchised Batman, right. who's the crux of the Justice League. You have Batman, you have Superman, you have...
And they're pissed off at each other.
The head and the heart of...
Yeah.
of the Justice League. They don't like each other.
No.
They have different philosophies altogether.
Which they're making a movie about that right now. So
Right. It's the movie that is the quintessential two superheroes have a misunderstanding, yeah. So they resolve it by fisticuffs.
Which Superman should win, like, in 2 seconds flat.
Right, because I'm just going to... You know what? Even if I hold back, like, 90%, I still punch Batman hard enough that even in his, like, candy shell, the rest of him's going to crack and break.
Here's what you do if you're Superman. Even if he has some sort of, like, I don't know, kryptonite-infused armor that you can't actually hurt, punch him, it, like, makes you weak when you would actually hit it. You go grab the building on the left and the building on the right, and you ram them.
Start throwing things at him?
Yeah, I mean...
Well, yeah, Superman grabs a handful of pebbles, sits his butt on the moon, and just flings them down at Earth. It's like, it's just like rocket space bullet. Yeah. Right into Bruce.
Hucking meteors at Bruce.
Because, you know,
Wayne.
His eyes can see from the surface of the moon to wherever Bruce is.
He's got good aim, too. I mean, it is Superman,
Totally. Pling. Oh, there you go, Bruce. That was it.
I mean, I so hope the Superman movie's good, but it's probably going
to
suck.
So the key, I think, is going to be to make Superman's limits of his strength and powers apparent to the viewer.
Right.
We have to see Superman encounter a limit.
Right, because, you know, they almost make him kind of like a deity. You know,
yeah,
Superman.
If he can think it, he can do it.
Right. And now, you know, in this variant, they're DCCU, whatever we want to call it.
DCU?
Yeah, I guess. But, you know, I wonder, you know, just like any of the cinematic universe, if they're going to have to change Superman to make a better story, which I think they would have to.
Well, Superman was killed.
Kind of, right?
I guess he wasn't killed, was he?
Yeah, kind of.
Superman is immortal, kind
of. They released a comic that he died, but just to make a ton of money, and he was...
It was a summer release, wasn't it?
Like, yeah.
And there was a bunch of tie-ins to it. You had to buy them all. Right.
And then the return of Superman with all the five different Supermans.
Covers.
Yeah.
No, they had like five different Supermans.
Oh.
Remember that?
Yeah, because Steel took over as one.
Superboy.
Somebody else, Superman Prime.
Completionist.
Yeah.
Count on the completionist.
There was the cyborg.
Not Metallo or whatever, but yeah, there was another one. Yeah.
So they had like five Superman being Superman before Superman came back.
Right.
Yeah.
Went and had his battery recharge.
All
you had to do is beat the hell out of him until he depletes his battery.
He'll be back.
It would be kind of nice to see Doomsday, but if we're going to see Darkseid.
Doomsday's fun, but he tends to be fairly...
I want to see Brainiac. I totally want to see
Brainiac. Brainiac would be great, yeah. Well, I keep telling people I want to see the weird stuff. I want to see like Mr. Mixoplex show up and try to help.
Yes, that would be so good.
Superman.
Especially if... Because if...
You know, stop bringing back Zod.
If he's the spoiler, Mr. Mixoplex would be a great spoiler in a longer storyline. Like, he's not always there. He has something they need, but he's going to make them pay for it and make everything worse along the way. He's the perfect foil to put in and make everything worse.
Yeah, definitely.
You know? And we had, you had Gorilla Grodd.
Yeah.
And I love, you know, a super intelligent ape that's bent on world domination.
just like everybody.
That lives in an invisible city.
Who doesn't like that?
But the thing is, he's not trying to make everybody else a super intelligent ape or take over. He's just like, he's the only game in town, right?
It's like, no, I don't want the rest of you here. It's just me. I want this for me.
Yeah. Yes, hairless versions of me. Bow down to your monkey god.
Your monkey
worship. No. Yes, more bananas.
make a statue for me. Knock down the Statue of Liberty and replace it with a big banana.
Banana.
Big green banana. Oh, the majesty of the big green banana.
Well, he's Flash Universe, so it'd be knock down the Flash Museum. Put up a Gorilla Grodd Museum instead.
So, yeah, I want to see Flash and Green Arrow.
Green Arrow, I wouldn't mind. I mean, I've been enjoying the series. Whatever the heck they're on, Injustice right. Year 4 now, or whatever it is.
You think they're going to make an appearance then in the Justice League movies?
No.
I don't
see common sensically, I don't think that'll happen.
No.
But I would like to see them get the cinematic treatment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm, to an extent. I don't have high hopes for the DC, the Justice League movie.
No.
Not until I see some villains.
Right.
Okay, so let's talk about Suicide Squad.
Oh no.
Suicide
Squad. It's nothing but villains.
Okay,
sort of.
No, here's what that movie is in a nutshell. It's Harley Quinn and a bunch of losers. Except for maybe the Joker. And does anybody actually like this variant of the Joker yet?
Jared Leto?
Yeah.
Nobody's really down for it yet.
No.
It's not really.
I think everybody's more behind Harley and Deadshot.
Right.
Because they look awesome.
I mean, yeah, it's Harley.
And Will Smith's doing Deadshot.
Yeah.
And Will Smith.
Yeah. And I think the only two bad movies Will Smith has made so far have been the one with his kid.
And the space.
The other one with his kid.
And it's got Harley. And everybody's been dying.
Harley's a little messed up, though. It's not...
The Margot Robbie Harley?
Yeah.
Not feeling it?
No. I like my classic Harley Quinn. I like where she originally came from with the accent and the
outfit.
Mr. J. I don't even care about the outfit. It's just if it's the demeanor, and it's not really there. And it's a departure. So I got to see what it's going to be.
They introduce her like, you know, she's a Hannibal Lecter type sex ninja.
Yeah. Instead of a deranged.
You're like, that's my favorite type.
I can see why you like it.
Hannibal Lecter, sex ninja, girl, I'm down.
No, that's what you're in for,
yeah. But
you know the funny part about Harley Quinn is that, you know, everybody talks about how they don't want like a crazy girlfriend. Harley Quinn is exactly that. Is the crazy girlfriend.
Yeah.
And everybody loves her.
She tops out that crazy to hot scale.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Is the scale where how much crazy are you willing to put up with is directly related
to
how
hot it is. She's up there off the curve.
Yeah, she's 100.
Yeah.
She's 100 on each of the.
Yeah, that's what I used to. I mean, I grew up watching the cartoons where it was Harley Quinn was the crazy person and Mark Hamill was the Joker.
Right.
That's what I always think of every time I think of the two of them.
Right.
Yeah, I bet you he's feeling pretty shitty right now. Like, she should be hanging on me.
Mark Hamill?
Yeah.
He's like, my lightsaber's ready to go.
Oh. I have the Force.
Jeez.
I will show you the Force.
Instant regret for bringing it up.
Yeah, I know he wants to do more Joker work. He said he wants to do more Joker work.
I thought I heard like
they did Arkham Knight.
He did. Hmm? I thought he. I heard that he might be getting something Joker-ish.
He was in the new video game. Mm-hmm. I mean, because there's flashbacks of Joker in that, so he still did the voice for that. It worked out nicely. But beyond that, like I don't know. I don't know if he's going to be in anything else.
But I don't imagine these villains from the Suicide Squad factoring at all in the Justice League movie.
No.
Because I think Bats would get a talking to by Superman for his dalliances with the Joker. Also, doesn't this Suicide Squad take place like sometime after the death of Jason Todd? Like, we're skipping all over the Robin thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they don't even... Well, they don't touch on it in the movies. I mean, Robin never shows up.
No, that's what I mean. I think the movies are totally skipping over Robin, and we're going back to a Batman without a Robin.
Right.
But Nightwing exists.
I hadn't heard if Nightwing's going to be in it at all. Did you hear or something about that?
I heard some people picking apart the trailers and stuff, and in the Batcave you see a Robin costume and you see a Nightwing costume.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Because, you know, I mean, I remember the part where they have the Batman suit with, the Joker has tagged on it, like something like the joke's on you.
Oh, yeah.
But, I didn't freeze frame each frame of the trailer to see if there was an actual Robin costume.
Well, I didn't either. I read it because I'm trusting the internet for my knowledge gallery.
Yeah, I mean, we always trust the internet for things.
I got it straight off Wikipedia.
Yeah.
It's got to be true.
Totally true. Wikipedia knows all.
I'm just waiting for the time when someone names their kid Wikipedia because they want him to grow up to be smart. It's going to happen.
There's just going to be named
That's my son, Wikipedia Jones.
They're going to shorten it to Wiki. Hey, there's Wiki.
That was my bad Southern accent. This is my idea of people like.
How's your French accent doing?
Is it a bad accent too?
The French onion, he will love it.
I was just rolling through a trailer. There is one guy like jumping across desks that's wearing like a fake Batman mask.
Okay.
What are you talking about? There was a guy on a.
I thought it was like
a car right there.
Yeah, I thought it was
this
like,
guy.
Yeah, that's it.
Is that him?
I don't know. It looked like a dude with a cape.
On top of the car, it is Batman.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Oh. Yes.
Okay, so we have confirmed Batman is in Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought you were...
You're like, I'm not paying attention to you in this podcast.
No, I thought you meant like...
New guy, you suck. I'm not...
No, some people thought that the Joker was talking to Batman or possibly Jason Todd in that this is going to hurt.
Oh, the guy in the chair.
Yes.
I thought that was Harley.
In the chair?
Yes.
No.
In the chair, I mean, the this is going to hurt is...
I thought that's part of the
it
process.
Should be,
which,
it should be Jason Todd.
I thought that was part of the...
Even though he was just simply blown up.
He was beaten with a crowbar first.
Then blown up.
Yes.
Wasn't put in a chair and tortured.
No. Well, yes.
Was he?
Yeah.
With the crowbar?
He was put in a chair, beaten with a crowbar, and then blown
and
up.
And then blown up.
Because then in the Red Hood, the animated one, he does the same thing to Joker. He puts him in a chair, beats him with a crowbar, and then goes to blow him up, and Batman stops him.
Batman got problems.
Yeah.
You know, after a while, Batman, you kind of prove that rehabilitation doesn't always work.
There's first world problems, and there's Batman problems.
That's right. Batman's like, I don't care how many people you kill, I'm going to try to make it better. Wait, Bats, at some point you have to realize that he's going to get
cut
out.
Him loose. You just got to let him go.
I'd say... After four or five times, I don't think rehabilitation is going
to
work.
How many hundreds of people does the Joker have to kill before we're just going to go, yeah, I don't think that's going to work?
Right. I mean, does Batman think all the innocent people the Joker killed had a fair shot at protecting themselves? Yeah. I've always had a problem with Batman logic. After you put someone away for like breaking out of prison and killing people twice...
We're just going to put him back.
The third time, you take him out.
Yeah.
You got to take responsibility. Whoever gets there first, really, it's their job.
Right.
Whoever stops him first, it's their job to put him down like a dog. And Batman doesn't want to. Batman, like, takes him back to the cell and is like, okay, try not to break out and kill more people. And Joker's like, will do, yeah. Batman. Yeah. And then in the next issue, he's out killing more people.
And here's another thing that about Batman logic is, okay, they put him in Arkham every time. You know, you think that after a while, Batman would like maybe go to Arkham and give him some advice on how to keep him from breaking out, since he has to keep putting him back in there. You know, like, oh, your security sucks. You know, here's how to fix it. But
right.
No.
Yeah. Let me talk to this Bruce Wayne character that... He's supposed to be really good with technology and stuff, and he's like a philanthropist, and he does good things for people, too.
He's got some money. I mean, he should be able to put, like,
so
extra
he's a little
security
bit of money.
In. Yeah,
I'm going to go ask that guy if he can, like, make your security system for you, because I think, like, the Batcave's pretty safe.
That's what I hear, right?
So
until Joker breaks in.
Maybe just until Joker breaks in, yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
Joker's just got Batman's number. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I have no clue. And it never worked for me. Batman keep putting him back. At some point, Batman just finish. That's what you got batarangs for. Just put one in him, be done, and let's get a new villain.
Have you read the Injustice storyline?
I have not.
You need to.
Does Batman put people down?
You just simply need to read it.
He's like, no, he's not giving any.
You simply need to read it. It's been really good. It's a big departure for DC. With the way everything works.
Here's the thing.
Superman's not always good in it. People do stuff they don't normally do.
Batman puts people down with an AK.
One of my favorite scenes in the whole thing is Harley stops beating the crap out of somebody because she's pregnant. Not Harley, the person she's beating the crap out of. And she's like, oh, that's adorable, and like stops. And they have a conversation. Like, yeah. It's hilariously good. There's so much good stuff in Injustice, you have to sit down and read it.
But I think the thing is DC wants to sell comics, make money. So they got their you know, array of bat villains. They just recycle them, so they don't have to think.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Well, you gotta remember that they're to make money, so they're not gonna kill off the Joker. No. They're not gonna stop doing the same thing over and over and over again. Because you know what? Every year, a new generation comes up and says, "I haven't seen the Joker escape from Arkham yet, so I want to see that for the first time." And then 20 years later, they're us.
Yeah. And the thing of it is the Batman comics are like the top selling one right now. I'm pretty sure. It's been that way for a little bit now.
It's one of the top, yeah.
I think so, kind of don't wait. If it's not broke, why fix it?
Yeah. I mean, have you played any of the games?
Yeah.
Are you caught up? I mean,
I haven't played Knight.
So, yeah. Villains don't always live.
Okay.
They don't always live in the DC universe. It's not always. So there have been some departures recently.
Yeah, but how long until they bring him back?
Well, it's...
It's comic books. Nobody's dead forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Even Bucky came back.
Except Uncle Ben.
Yes.
Except Uncle Ben.
Because his death is formative. He needs to be dead. Just like Kal-El's parents need to be dead. Right. I know Russell Crowe was saying they really should do a Krypton movie because I had such a great character and doing a movie about me would be awesome.
He's like, yeah, and I get paid then.
Like, yeah, no. Your death is important to Superman.
All right, is it Chips Ahoy time?
It is Chips Ahoy time. So right. we're gonna talk about this new Chewy Chips Ahoy. It's Oreo cream filled, it says on the package. Yeah. And that's the whole purpose of this.
Because you'd like
it's
the cream filled.
It's the Oreo tie-in. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
You know, there's a thing on top you could just...
Oh, just like the Oreo bag.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the same company or something. All right.
I like how everybody gets to hear the sound of it being freshly opened.
So these are going to be like the Keebler Soft Batch cookies only. They're going to be filled with... Oreo cream.
Make sure you get all the cream, okay?
I'm trying to get two, and it's just not happening here.
You double fisting the Oreo?
Well, you have to, I mean, you gotta have two Ahoy. Just to make sure, you know, it's Chips not anything Ahoy. Weird.
It's Chewy Chips Ahoy Oreo cream filled.
So these are 75 calories each.
Ooh, that's even worse than the.
Maybe I didn't Oreo. Want two of them.
Go ahead, take.
So double they look, that they down. Look like a soft. They look like a soft Chips Ahoy cookie.
They smell a little different.
It smells like cookie dough. Yeah, they a little bit like sugary and weird.
Slightly sweeter, but I'm really haven't got much of the Oreo.
Well, you can see it.
I can see the whey cream. It. It's like oozing out, but I mean,
it's not oozing.
Is yours not oozing?
No, is yours oozing?
Maybe a little.
You took
bit.
A little tiny, like cute it. Petite bite there. That's why.
Cute petite bite.
I always, you know, enjoy.
Does he look? Does he remind you of Ryan Reynolds?
I'm so not buying a Deadpool shirt now. So stay away. Stay away.
It's okay. You don't look anything like him. It's fine.
All right, I'm taking it apart to see if I could take the top from the bottom.
You're just trying to get the cream by itself,
just like an Oreo.
Okay,
but that's breaking. It's disintegrating on me.
That's not gonna happen.
It is.
If you just get the cream, it you can definitely tell it is the cream filling from.
I mean,
it's
definitely Oreo filling. It's just such a small amount, and it's so overpowered by the friggin' cookie that you're not really getting any bonus for it.
It's just slightly sweeter. That's really
you get
it.
More calories, slightly sweeter, and a bit more of a sugar rush.
But I'm not getting that Chips Ahoy satisfaction either.
No. There's like less chocolate chip because they took out the.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when I eat a Chips Ahoy, I want a chocolate chip cookie, damn it. Yeah. And right now I am getting a chocolate chip. Abomination. This is a cookie lie.
All right, so the consensus is boo on the chips, Chewy Chips Ahoy.
They're good for a sweet cookie, but they're not going to hit my Chips Ahoy craving, and they don't hit my Oreo. No.
Yeah, exactly. If you look at it and go, man, I love Chips Ahoy and Oreos, you're not going to get any bonus out of either of those.
Like I said, it's just a less chocolatey, more sweet.
Now you're going to make me want to
now if we juiced it.
Oh, there you go.
I don't think anything would come out of this.
No, we just have to blend it then with something else.
Just get some water. You'll get most of it.
Yeah.
Or some alcohol.
If it doesn't. Chips Ahoy Oreo cream filled mudslide.
Yeah.
See, that would probably work.
I think that would work great. Yeah. If someone paused this, let's go.
Let's try that. Yeah. We die.
We come back. We're like, woo!
Matt and I are dieting like massively strict all week because when we come to do the show, we have like 10,000 calories.
Yeah, we get trashed. Yeah. This is the new way we do podcasts.
We should make more shake. Yeah, no, I've done a podcast drunk before. It was practically unusable.
Is this the unedited Christmas episode?
No. Oh.
No, it was another one.
Yeah, there's been episodes worse than the unedited Christmas episode. Did you listen to that one?
Not yet. I wasn't even one of the 1.5 subscribers then.
Oh, you need to.
Okay.
Yeah, the unedited Christmas episode is by far one of our worst podcasts.
That's a great selling comment right there.
Well, the fact is that there have been at least 4 other podcasts that were worse than that didn't even make the cut. So
they were actually completely
erased.
Oh,
they do not exist anymore.
Oh, we had to hit shift DM.
Okay, so woof. I would put that in a shake and drink it though.
I would go good in something.
I do kind of like the mudslide idea. Actually,
mudslide would be good.
Yeah, we.
Because it's
that.
Sweet, yeah.
I mean, if you broke them up and put them in something or, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And when we do drink this episodes, we're probably going to end up blending stuff and turning stuff into shakes because
It's not going to go through the juicer, yeah.
No, because, you're not going to get any juice from the bun.
No.
No. No, no, not whatsoever.
You know, some buns have juice, but not the kind that are on hamburgers.
And full circle.
Booty juice?
And I'm out. The word booty juice? Nope.
When you go out, we bring you back.
I am not consuming that.
Yes, you are.
No.
Yes.
Negative.
You're getting some bun juice.
Is it from Round Rounds?
You know it.
It's not happening.
We should email him.
When he's fresh out of the Deadpool costume.
Ring it. Get the booty juice.
Found on eBay, 1 vial of Ryan Reynolds ass sweat from Deadpool costume.
You know there's some chick out there that would buy that.
I know a number besides of people that would buy it for multiple reasons. Besides me.
Okay. Well, I think we're gonna wrap that up here.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's degenerating.
Wrap it on my love for Ryan Reynolds.
Great. Yeah, and awesome. The booty juice.
Lovely. And booty juice.
Ooh, yeah,
Adam's down for Ryan Reynolds booty juice anytime. So that's the whole point of this podcast.
Bragging rights to that. I'm not doing that. There's no bragging rights that.
You could be down for someone worse as booty juice.
I've clarified. I'm not down for booty juice in general. Even if it's Ryan Reynolds or somebody else, it's not happening. It's not happening.
So are we ending on a high note or a low note with
it? It depends. It's pretty high for us.
Yeah, I think that's a good way.
Not so much
for me. No.
All right. Thanks for listening to Desperate Brothers Podcast. I'm CJ Watson.
Adam Thompson.
Matt Everhart.
Hop on.